following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. This is coverage of area high school sports on KPLO, DRGNews.com, and the DRG News app. It's time for the pregame on KPLO.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lyman Gardens in Presho, where tonight we bring you coverage of regional high school volleyball. On KPLO, we get into the month of October, and we bring you a good matchup this evening as the Stanley County Lady Buffaloes take on the Lyman Raiders. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO, brought to you by Venture Communications, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and Wagner Auto. Coverage of regional high school volleyball on KPLO, brought to you tonight by BankWest Insurance, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school volleyball tonight is also being brought to you by Avera Health, the First Dakota National Bank, Access Health of Fort Pierre, Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, the Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Pierre Regional Airport, Ferdinand Electric, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Insurance and Real Estate, the Hawaii Federal Credit Union, and Nystrom Electrical Contracting. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also being brought to you tonight by Access Health of Presho and Kennebec, Byrie Brothers, Oasis Pump and Pack, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Insurance and Real Estate, Kennebec Telephone, Ruman Ag, and Halverson Oil. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. Thank you for joining us tonight for coverage of regional high school volleyball. Stanley County, they set with a record of 11-4. They have won four of their last five matches and are playing very good volleyball. Lyman comes in 9-8 overall. They have nine matches remaining in their regular season. The Raiders have won two of their last three, as both of these teams jockeying for high seeds as far as the postseason is concerned. And it's really not that far off when you look at the number of matches remaining. I think both of these teams finish up their regular season in about 3 weeks, which means a lot of volleyball in those 3 weeks of time. But also some opportunities to, see some of their region opponents, move up in the region standings, maybe get some home cooking for the postseason as well. And that's a big part of what these two teams have done. They've played very good volleyball. We should mention that. TJ Dragoset, head coach of Stanley County, Callie Houchin, head coach of the Lyman Raiders, both have got their teams playing well at the right time as we go down the home stretch of the regular season. Our pregame show brought to you by the folks at BankWest Insurance. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. We'll take a three-minute break. We'll return. Lots to talk about in our pregame show from the folks at BankWest Insurance. We'll talk about what's happening in our world as far as sports coverage is concerned. And also, we'll talk about these two teams and what matches they have upcoming, where they're setting as far as the postseason and concerned, much, much more as our pregame gets underway. But first, we'll pause for 3 minutes. We're back after this on KPLO.
In today's economy, every dollar counts. To be certain you have the right insurance coverage at the right price, BankWest agents work with multiple companies to compare options on your behalf. Your BankWest agent can help you avoid paying too much while assuring you have adequate coverage for those times when you need it most. Contact your local BankWest agent for a free policy review. Insurance products are not deposits, are not FDIC insured, and may lose value.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archive video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 2nd. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Seahawks head to MetLife Stadium to take on the Giants at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Time Machinery needs to add an experienced service technician to the Case IH team in Highmore, Miller, and Pier. As a service technician and diesel mechanic, you'll perform machinery diagnostics, repairs, maintenance, and pre-delivery work on heavy equipment with a high level of quality and efficiency. They offer an excellent compensation package and a signing bonus is available depending on experience. For more information, log on to www.titanmachinery.com/careers or contact Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer at 701-356-0130.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and are happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Diamond Gardens and Fresho in front of a very good crowd to witness this matchup. Should be a good one. Two good teams hooking up here this evening. Stanley County at 11-4. Lyman Raiders at 9-8. One of two volleyball matches we will have for you in the week ahead on KPLO. Tomorrow night, we'll get our first look at the Highmore Herald Pirates as they travel to Oneida to take on Sully Buttes. An important matchup seeding-wise in Region 6B. We'll have our match coverage at around 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Friday night high school football with 2 weeks remaining in the regular season for the high school, the nine-man schools. A very interesting matchup in Oneida featuring 9A's Lyman Raiders. They will travel up north to take on 9B Sully Buttes Chargers. Both those teams playing for perhaps home field in the playoffs. So it has some implications there, and we'll have it for you. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock with the kickoff. And, of course, Vikings pregame, Vikings football next Sunday. The Vikings get their first win of the season over Carolina. They take on the Taylor Swift-led Kansas City Chiefs. As it will be a 3:30 kickoff. 2:30 with the pregame on your home for Minnesota Vikings football, 94.5 KPLO. Our Keys to Success segment is next. We'll talk about both of these teams, how they've done so far this season and what's upcoming, seeding positions, things like that as well. We'll talk about all of that in our Keys to Success segment that's coming up next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Rumen Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Rumen proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Rumen Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Rumen Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders. From Craig and Logan Rumen of Rumen Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities.
Is it the competition that keeps bringing you back? The long-standing rivalries? Or is it seeing friends again and cheering on your favorite team? At First Dakota, we're here for it all. We appreciate the fans, the players, the coaches and officials, the concessions crew. The shared community experience is part of what makes life here great, and we're here for it. See you at the game. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and its divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, TCS, NAFA of Chamberlain, and PowerCom Electric, now serving the Jones County area, proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and NAFA auto parts. Call Kennebec Telephone and find out what they can do for you.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Here at Lyman Gardens in Presho, as we prepare for volleyball here tonight, our Bank West Insurance pregame show, as we preview the Stanley County Lady Buffaloes taking on the Lyman Raiders. Our Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam, and we'll do things just a little bit different here this evening as we'll talk about Stanley County as they set with an 11-4 overall record. They have won four of their last five matches, and with 10 matches remaining in their regular season. And their final match of the regular season is 3 weeks from tomorrow on the 24th of October. But currently, they set as the number four overall seed in Region 6A, which right now would give them a a court advantage. You know, of course, you want to be able to play at home as you get into the postseason. But some big matchups are coming up for the Lady Buffaloes. Lyman here tonight on the road at Colombe on Thursday, and then on Saturday, a triangular in Fort Pierre with Todd County and Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Sully Butte's next Tuesday night, a week from Tuesday. Chargers will see tomorrow night, but they're putting together a pretty nice season. Matchups against Dupree, that's 11-4. That's a region opponent. Kadoka, a very good ball club in Class B. And then the matchups with Highmore, Herald, and Jones County to close out the regular season. Stanley County has, as we mentioned, some winnable matches. They also have some tough ones upcoming, and they're, again, in the driver's seat as far as seeding is concerned, as far as getting a home court. They can take care of their own business is what we're trying to say as they come into the match tonight with a record of 11-4. TJ Dragoset has done a very good job at the helm for the Lady Buffaloes. Lyman, currently they set with a 9-8 overall record. They're playing much better volleyball, started the season a little bit slow, but have won two of their last three as they start to string wins together. Currently, they have nine matches remaining. They have one more tournament to play, the Battler Invitational, that is coming up this weekend. And that's good and bad. You want to be able to play those tournament schedules early, perhaps, and kind of focus a little bit on one team as you get later into the season. But for Callie Houchin's crew, an opportunity to see a lot of region opponents. Of course, Lyman has been a big part of Region 7B for a long, long time. And with the realignment a couple years ago, the move up to Region 6B, and right now Lyman has not really been able to redo their schedule to the point where they get to see all of their region opponents. Well, they'll get to see the majority of them by the time they get done with that Battler Invitational, including Falkton, the Falkton team that's 13-6 on the season. Harriet Selby sets at 11-5. Sully Butte's 10-9 on the year. Lyman with at 9-8. Currently, the number four seed as far as Region 6B is concerned. And again, they're in the driver's seat as far as getting a home match in the opening round, but also hoping that they can move up a little bit as well, as they have nine matches we mentioned. Of course, the Gettysburg tournament has not been set yet, but Tuesday night, Lyman will be at home as they take on Kadoka. Next Tuesday night on October 10th, they'll have a matchup against Jones County. We'll have that match on KPLO. A very solid ball club in Phillip on the road on October 12th. Highmore Herald on the 17th will have that matchup as well. They'll finish up their regular season on the road at Chamberlain. So some opportunities for Lyman to not only pick up some bonus points, but also pick up some wins and move on and try to lock down a little bit higher seeding seeding potential. Right now, just less than a full seeding point as they trail or Sully Buttes as far as seeding is concerned. Sully Buttes, a team that got them a couple weeks ago in volleyball action. So Lyman 9-8, Sully Buttes 11-4. Both teams putting together very good seasons, and it should be a good one here tonight. And that is our Keys to Success segment brought to you by the folks at May Adam. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with starting lineups on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Peer offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Peer since 1881.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
For the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Oklahoma. Use your Dino Pay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Oklahoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives.
Living with less pain means living at your best. But an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/total joint.
For tonight's starting lineups for the folks at Avera Orthopedics for the Lady Buffaloes of Stanley County. They will start up front with Caden Hand, a 5'11 senior, Brecken Huber, a 6'1 sophomore, and Briley Kafka, a 5'8 junior. The back row will consist of Maddie Duffy, a 5'6 senior, Casey Knight, a 5'6 junior, and Tatum Scott, a senior at 5'9. The Lady Buffaloes will employ a libero tonight, and that is Reese Hand, a 5'4 junior. For Stanley County. Lady Buffaloes enter the match tonight with a record of 11-4. Their head coach is TJ Dragasep. For the Lyman Raiders up front, we will see Skylar Vollmer, the 5'10 senior, Max Scott, a 6-foot sophomore, Brooke Palmer, a 5'7 junior, will start up front as well. On the back row, Mackenzie Lavador, 5'7 senior, Morgan Hoffman, a 5'5 junior, and Kaylee Larson, a 5'7 senior. The Raiders will employ libero as well, and that is Annie Brackey. Brackey is a 5'4 senior. Raiders enter the contest tonight with an overall record of 9-8. Their head coach is Callie Houchin. Stay with us during our pre or post game. We will have the big play of the game. That is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Our player of the game will come up as well in our post-game report, and that is brought to you by our friends at CHS River Plains. We would like to welcome those of you joining us worldwide on our website, drgnews.com, on the KPLO page, and of course, we will archive this volleyball matchup, and it will be there for your viewing pleasure at the KPLO page at our website, drgnews.com. This has been the pregame brought to you by the folks at Bank West Insurance. We will tip off next on KPLO.
Every day, you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax return, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank or credit card account numbers, social security numbers, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think someone has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ugh, yeah.
Take a second to think about it.
Yeah!
Not a pretty picture, is it? Myre Brothers and Chamberlain Cannon does clean up that picture. They're here to help you with your disposal needs. Whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container, Myre Brothers will help you with what you need done. Give them a call at 605-234-5771. That's 234-5771. Myre Brothers and Chamberlain. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Call today.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre is your one-stop for fencing materials and supplies. Sioux Nation handles Red Brand steel posts and barbed wire. They carry staples, wood posts, both blunt and pointed, railroad ties, continuous fence, and guardrail. Sioux Nation sells quality Gallagher electric fence products, electric fence wire, heavy-duty tread-in posts, and insulators. Remember your high-quality Sioux steel gates. Mending your fences is almost enjoyable. With help from the folks at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.
As a cooperative, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union is owned by our members. Once a member, always a member, even if you move out of the area. Learn about our share certificate specials at dakotaplainsfcu.com or stop by and visit us on North Garfield at the Northridge Plaza. Competitive loan rates, including home loans, complete with a convenient drive-thru lane. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
You can now book your flights from Pierre Regional Airport to Minneapolis on Denver Air Connection. Schedule your flights at denverairconnection.com for one-hour flights to Denver and Minneapolis on 50 passenger jets. From there, you can connect anywhere. Avoid the crowds, enjoy no driving, and free parking when you fly from Pierre. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport. Minneapolis flights begin November 30th.
Pierre Regional Airport. Skip the drive.
We forgot to mention the game officials, brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our net officials tonight are Deb Zenz and Sella Hermson. And before we get set for volleyball, let's pause for station identification on KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pierre Fort Pierre. Stay alive, don't text and drive.
Our opening serve is brought to you by the region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma. Let them order the Bobcat compact equipment that works for you. When it comes to travel, work, and fun, Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com as Skylar Vollmer puts it in play. And here we go. At the net, they'll duel. At the net, Lyman. They'll get it across and then a whistle. And we're going to have a double hit called on Lyman. Out of the chute, Max Scott was at the net, had it stuffed, but tried to send it back and gets called for the double hit. Stanley County will score first as the overhand will come across from Casey Knight. Raiders working the return. Two-hand push the other way. Hand trying to return it. Canis got a hand on it, but nobody there to move it forward. That will work as a kill for the Raiders and give it to Morgan Hoffman, the junior, with her first of the night. Kaysen Grant into the match for Lyman as she will serve. Tied at one, and Grant's serve will go into the net. First service error of the evening. Then the side out goes back to Stanley County. We expect this to be one of those that won't be done in three, as these teams should match up very well as the serve here goes into the net. Stanley County's Briley Kafka putting it in play. She will hit it short. That ties things at two. Back to the Raiders side we go, as the serve will come across the other way. Hand with the dig, back up top hand. This is Cadence at the net, and she dumps it home with authority. Her first kill of the night. It was Reese Hand with the bump back row to move it forward. Side out back to Stanley County. Maddie Duffy puts it in play. And the overhand, a drop ball. Raiders will adjust and then free ball it back as now Stanley County will work the play. Net with a two, or hand with a two-hand shove back row. Vollmer will dig, and back up front it comes. The attack the other way. That is across and down. And for the Raiders, that is Kaylee Larson who puts it through. Larson, the 5'7 senior, with her first of the night, and we're tied at three. Neither team able to get a lot of traction going here as Max Scott serves, and she hits it long and past the back line on the Stanley County side. Lady Buffaloes leading now 4-3, and Tatum Scott serving. As the overhand goes the other way, Grand with the bump as they work it forward, and there, a hitting error. And for the first time tonight, back-to-back points scored off the hitting error of Lyman. And it is a 5-3 lead for Stanley County. As Tatum Scott puts it in play once again. The overhand to the back row. Raiders, not a clean pass, so they have to free ball it back. Reese Hand with the dig. Back up top. Stanley County with a nice attack. And that's going to work for a kill. Just a little bit out of the reach of Brooke Palmer as Brecken Hubner puts it through and gets it down for her first kill of the night. And all of a sudden, after we mentioned neither team with a lot of traction, all of a sudden Stanley County scores three in a row. Scott will serve it up once again. Here it's to Skylar Vollmer. She'll work the other way. Reese Hand will dig. And now Caden's Hand will attack for Stanley County. Good dig back row. Palmer for Lyman as they work the other way. The attack across is on the back line and good from Kaylee Larson. And that was a rally-killing attack the other way. As Larson scores her second kill, that ends the scoring run for Stanley County at three. And it is four serving six as the Raiders will look to put it in play. And this is Larson who serves. Hand with a good job back row, moving it forward. This is Caden's Hand with a hard hit ball the other way. Raiders will try to run it down and can't. And that is a kill for Caden's Hand. And that will be her second of the night. Did a good job of pushing it to the back row. It was out of the reach of Larson. She got a fingertip on it, but really nobody was able to do much else with it. So the side out back to Stanley County. Caden's Hand serving. And a drop ball there. And Stanley County, well, Lyman trying to get it moved the other way. Vollmer went to her knees and made a nice spin on the ball to try to get it off the net and back in play and couldn't. That will turn out to be a hitting error, but it was a well-placed serve by Hand. And Cadence will put it in play once again. Bracky this time with the bump, but right at Brecken Hubner, and she drops it home for her second kill and a timeout taken. This is a Lyman timeout early here in set number 1-9-4 Lady Buffaloes. And we'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Timeouts are brought to you by AgTegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today as Stanley County continues to work and serve. This is the senior Caden's Hand as she works the serve back the other way. As Palmer will work it forward, free ball from Palmer is back across. Here is Stanley County at the net. Hubner with a hard hit ball the other way. Now Vollmer with an opportunity, and that's through the block and down. Probably the first time that Lyman has really got it set up and got it to the net where they wanted to, and Skylar Vollmer in the middle of that front row is able to drop it down for a kill. It is 9-5, Raiders serving. Lyman will put it in play as Mackenzie Labrador serves. Here is Hubner with the attack across. Bracky will dig up top, and a hard hit ball there as it comes from Morgan Hoffman, and now Stanley County again. Hand will send it to the back row. And here is Max Scott looping it across. Had the free ball from the back line. Good job there. Nice job at the net by Stanley County. Casey Knight gets it away from the defense. Got it over the head of Max Scott. And all she could do was really wave at it. And that will be a kill for her first of the night. It is 10-5, Stanley County. Now a service error from Reese Hand makes it 10-6. And the serve will go back to the Lyman side, pardon me. Skylar Vollmer will serve. This is how we started the match not long ago. And back row as Stanley County moves it over. Free ball across from Briley Kafka. And here is Lyman at the net. Hard hit ball the other way. That one is across and down. And that with a rocket shot from the hands of Brooke Palmer. She gets it across and down. Caden's hand was, Abel was there, but that one got on her quickly. And it's her first kill of the night. Palmer will put it in play once again. And a serve with a little bit of backspin on it. And that's our first ace of the night. And it comes from the 5'10 senior, Skylar Palmer. The Raiders have cut the deficit to 2. And now TJ Dragoset wanting to have them adjust the antenna. There was some things that we had some issues with during the JV match. And I think they're going to come out with a little bit of extra tape to try to reinforce that. And now new Lyman Athletic Director Darius Buss, he'll get the opportunity to climb a chair and apply some tape to get things secure here. It was the other antenna over by the net official that they had trouble with in the JV match earlier. Now with a little bit of tape there, we should be good, and all should be right with the world, and we'll get back to volleyball. The Raiders trailing by 2, 8 serving 10 as Vollmer puts it in play once again. The jump serve past the back line and out of bounds. For the Raiders, their third service error of the match. Side out, back to Stanley County. It's 11-10. Very good crowd here tonight for a Monday night volleyball match. It's two teams that are putting together some of their best seasons in a long, long time. As the Raiders free ball it back. Reese Hand with the dig. Now Stanley County having a little trouble getting things set up, but they'll clear it. Here's Annie Brackey with the set. Palmer with the attack the other way, and it's wide and out of bounds. The hitting error for Lyman. 4 hitting errors, 4 service errors. And quickly, Stanley County back out in front by 4 as they serve. It is Casey Knight who puts it in play. She'll dig the return from Lyman and back up top. Nice attack there. Good job of reading the defense. Briley Kafka kind of had her body twisted to the point where it looked like she was going to go right, and she just spun back and dropped it left, and the defense wasn't ready, and it's 13-8 Stanley County. Here is Lyman at the net. Palmer, hard hit ball the other way. Reese Hand will dig. They'll set it, and trying to get it across. I think it was on the wrong side of the antenna, and it was, as Maddie Duffy cleared it, but hit it wide of the antenna. And that will be a point for Lyman. 13-9 Stanley County leads. Kaysen Grand will check back in, and Morgan Hoffman will check back out as Grand sends the serve the other way, and it's long and out of bounds. 14-9 here in set number one. Side out to Stanley County, the Lady Buffaloes. Briley Kafka serving. And that serve is long and out of bounds. Checking in for Stanley County, first time tonight, Isabel Telemontes checking into the match. Lyman will serve. They send it the other way, and a Brooke Palmer serve that's across for an ace. Palmer with her first of the night. 14-11. Lyman led, but when we were in the single digits, Stanley County with one really solid side out. His hand attacks there. Palmer back row will dig. Max Scott will attack the other way, and that is on the back line and down. Max Scott with her first kill of the night, and all of a sudden, Lyman has, that was their sixth kill of the night. That total starting to add up as well. Raiders trail by 2, and another spinning serve that's down for an ace from Brooke Palmer. Her second ace in this side out, 14-13. Chance for Lyman to tie here. I think we were tied at 3 was the last time that we were tied. I think Lyman led 2-1, and that was the last time they led in this match. As Palmer serves, here is Stanley County returning it. Palmer with the back row dig. They'll set up top for Max Scott. The hard hit ball is down from Max Scott. That's her second kill of the night. It was blocked, but down on the Stanley County side. As Caden's hand was there. That ties things at 14. Brooke Palmer serves as Lyman looks for their first lead of the night, and they'll get it. And that's another ace from Palmer. The Raiders now have scored 4 in a row, and TJ Dragoset will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 15-14 Lyman. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pier, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. 15-14, the lead for Lyman. Brooke Palmer again serves and will send across an ace. That is 5 in a row now scored by the Raiders. 4 aces sent across from Brooke Palmer in this side out. The Raiders find themselves with a 2-point lead. Another hard serve to handle, but Stanley County will get it across. On the dig, it winds up to the Stanley County side. They'll return it, and here's an attack from the Raiders. Kaylee Larson gets it through the block and down. 17-14, the lead belongs to Lyman. It looked like that for a moment there, for a moment or two, Stanley County was going to take control of this set, but... It's been Lyman who has come from behind, and now they've got a lot of momentum going. Here's Max Scott as they swing it to her on the slide play, and she hits it wide and out of bounds. That will end the scoring run, but a good one at 6 in a row. And, of course, 4 aces in that side out by Brooke Palmer. 17-15, Lyman leading. Stanley County serve. The Raiders return it. Free ball from Stanley County is across. And now on the set, Raiders will return it. Quick return by Stanley County. Back up top, it's Larson. Cross-court shot there. That was a good one there from Kaylee Larson. That is her 4th of the night. And Stanley County with no traction and serve there. And it will go back to the Raiders. Max Scott serves. Caden's hand with it, and her bump back row right into the wheelhouse of Skylar Vollmer, and she drops it home. 19-15 Lyman. As the Raiders, who started out in serve to begin this set, find themselves in an opportunity here to get that first set victory. Cadence hand back row for Stanley County. They'll set it. Cadence has to free ball it back. Skylar Vollmer with the dig. Labrador is set for Vollmer, and that one is blocked there, but sent back. The Raiders will dig it out. Larson the other way, and she hits it short. Raiders with the hitting error point for Stanley County. 19-16 Raiders lead. Into the back row, Tatum Scott. She'll put it in play. Back row, Kaysen Grant. Now Vollmer, Larson, can't get it across. Hitting error, Lyman. Point for Stanley County. The Lady Buffalo deficit is 2 now, as Scott will put it in play once again. This time a really hard hit ball across, but Lyman will regroup. They'll free ball. Now Reese Hand with the recovery. She'll push it back the other way as Stanley County returns it. Now the Raiders at the net. Set it well for Skylar Vollmer, and she'll push it across and down. 20-17. Side out goes back to Lyman. As the Lady Buffaloes go to their bench. Also, Lyman goes back to their bench as Morgan Hoffman will check back in. Kaysen Grand will check out. This is Kaylee Larson who serves, and she'll send across an ace. That is six aces for the Raiders here in this first set. Those four by Brooke Palmer as part of that six-point side out that got him the lead. Really have been pivotal. Now Larson will send a serve wide left and out of bounds. Annie Brackey will check in. Kaylee Larson will check out. 21-18 Lyman. Caden's hand serving for the Lady Buffaloes. It goes back row to Scott. Lavador will set up top for Palmer. Two-hand shove trying to catch the corner, and she missed it. Had the right idea, knew where to go, knew where the open spot was, but missed it by a good 3 or 4 feet wide left. And Hand, that's Cadence, will put it in play once again. And the dig by Lyman goes right at the net, and an opportunity there for Brecken Huebner to drop it home. Her third kill. 21-20, the Raider lead at one as Hand serves it up once again. And that's an ace. Caden's Hand with the first ace of the night for Stanley County. And we will have a timeout taken by Lyman. We're tied at 21 as we work here in set number one. We'll take another 30-second break and return on KPLO.
Are you feeling the pressure of those school bells starting to ring? With the back-to-school expenses piling up, it can be tough to make ends meet. Don't worry, Owyhee Federal Credit Union, we understand the struggle, and that's why we're offering a back-to-school loan. With this unbeatable offer, you can receive $5,000 at a low interest rate of 5.99% for 60 months. That's right, Owyhee Federal Credit Union has you covered for all of those school expenses without breaking the bank. Apply online today at owyheefcu.coop.
Another timeout brought to you by Actagra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actagra cooperative today. Lyman is out of timeout. Stanley County has one timeout as they continue to work here and serve. It is Cadence Hand serving for Stanley County as we are tied at 21. And with the drop ball serve, and that's another ace. We have seen her with the power serve. We have seen her with the drop ball. And that is back-to-back aces for the senior. Stanley County's back out in front now, 22-21. Hand with a looping serve this time. Palmer back row. Lavador up top. This is Morgan Hoffman the other way. Stanley County will work the return, and they're going to call a lift on Stanley County. Hitting error for them, just their second of the set. Ties things at 22. And we will move to the back row. The senior Mackenzie Lavador will put it in play for Lyman. Back row, it's Hand. A little trouble as Stanley County trying to free ball it and can't. They get three hits on it, but it winds up short. And now Lyman's back out in front, 23-22. When you get this deep into a set, there's no margin for error, but you still have to win by two. As they put it in play once again, the bump back row from Stanley County right at the net and into the hands of Brooke Palmer, and she'll drop it for a kill and a timeout taken by Stanley County. Game point is coming up, but we'll take a 30-second break and return. This is coverage of Regional High School Volleyball from KPLO.
Nystrom Electrical Contracting in Pierre is seeking two journeyman electricians responsible for the installation, repair, and maintenance of electrical systems. Capable of troubleshooting electrical problems and come up with solutions for them. Journeyman electrician candidates need to have a deep familiarity with various types of electrical systems, fixtures, and components. They have to be able to repair electrical uses with a variety of tools and techniques. Need to have a valid driver's license. Apply at Nystrom Electrical Contracting, 4250 East Highway 34 in here.
I'm Orr Herald at Sully Buttes. Volleyball action tomorrow night on KPLO. We'll have that as our match coverage will commence at around 7 o'clock. Mackenzie Lavador with the serve for the Raiders, trying to serve for the set win, and she puts it into the net. It is still game point, though. 24-23 as Reese Hand puts it in play. Scott back row, Lavador with the set, the attack the other way by Palmer, and that is down for a kill. And that will give the Raiders the victory 25-23 in set number one. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We will take a two-minute break and return. This is Regional High School Volleyball from KPLO.
Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurance is accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
As a cooperative, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union is owned by our members. Once a member, always a member, even if you move out of the area. Learn about our share certificate specials at dakotaplainsfcu.com or stop by and visit us on North Garfield at the Northridge Plaza. Competitive loan rates, including home loans, complete with a convenient drive-through lane. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
You can now book your flights from Pierre Regional Airport to Minneapolis on Denver Air Connection. Schedule your flights at denverairconnection.com for one-hour flights to Denver and Minneapolis on 50-passenger jets. From there, you can connect anywhere. Avoid the crowds, enjoy no driving, and free parking when you fly from Pierre. Skip the drive. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport. Minneapolis flights begin November 30th.
Pierre Regional Airport. Skip the drive.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/total joint.
Casey Knight with the serve for Stanley County to get set number two underway. The Raiders with the return. Quick return by Stanley County. Vollmer with a two-hand shove. Lady Buffaloes dig it out, send it the other way. And now Lyman with the return. He'll duel at the net. Stanley County will get it across and down. That's Briley Kafka with her second kill of the night. Stanley County with seven kills. Lyman with 13 in that first set. Also six service aces. As, again, Knight puts it in play at the net. Brooke Palmer, she'll handle it or hammer it, but Reese Hand with the dig. Good job there with the attack of the net from Duffy. And now Lyman will work it the other way. Free ball from Palmer is across. Here is the back set. Scott. Tatum hangs it or handles it across. And now Lyman with a quick return once again. Duffy the other way. Palmer will dig. Labrador back to Palmer, who will hit it short. Hitting error for the Raiders is their ninth of the night. As Stanley County now with a 2-0 lead here in this second set. They will continue with the junior Casey Knight and serve. Back row Max Scott, Labrador. Up top Palmer, hard hit ball there. And we're going to call that a kill for Brooke Palmer. That was just hard to handle on the part of Stanley County. They got the dig made, but that one was just tough. Nobody else could really get a hand on it. And the Raiders with their first point of this second set. Skylar Palmer serving. Back row, Caden's Hand up top. And the attack the other way. And that's through the defense and down from Briley Kafka. Kafka with kill number three for her. Back to the Raiders we go. Or pardon me, Stanley County we go. The rotation and Kafka to the back row to serve. And the serve will go across. Max Scott, Mackenzie Labrador with the back set. Hoffman the other way. Now Stanley County will work at the net. They'll work it across. Scott blocks it. Max Scott blocks it on the other side. It is Tatum Scott that'll get it across for a kill for Stanley County. Lady Buffaloes aggressive at the net here in this first set. They lead now, or second set, pardon me, as they lead 4-1. Palmer back row, Labrador, Palmer blocked but out of bounds, and that's another kill for Brooke Palmer. the junior, playing well for the Raiders with 5 kills. Also, those 4 service aces, part of that 6-point scoring run that Lyman had in that opening set that enabled them to get the lead, which allowed them to come away with the victory. Here is an overhand across Morgan Hoffman. She'll hit it long and out of bounds for the 7th service error of the night. She will check out as Kaysen Grand will check in. And back to Maddie Duffy for Stanley County as the senior puts it in play. Vollmer, now Palmer, back across. Duffy will dig up top. Caden's hand, the rocket shot there is dug out by Lavador. Grand will move it forward. Palmer to the back row, and that's across and down for a kill. And again, Brooke Palmer with the kill. And that will be her 7th, 6th of the night. Stanley County 5, Lyman 3. As the volleyball got away for just a moment. Now Palmer to the back row as she will look to serve. And that serve is short. The service error for Lyman. A quick side out and back to the Stanley County side. Tatum Scott will serve. Or pardon me, that's Olivia Frederick who checked in. And Olivia with the overhand the other way, and that's an ace. Her first of the night. Sometimes you can just send in a different player to serve and just a little bit different arm angle. Tough to figure out. Frederick will put it in play once again. Here's Vollmer back row. Lavador trying to move it forward. Free ball for Max Scott is across. Here's Stanley County at the net. And that is a hard hit ball across and down. And it comes from the hands of Brecken Huebner. She has 4 kills now. 8-3 Stanley County. They will continue in serve. As once again, Olivia Frederick, the senior, with the overhand the other way. Vollmer, Lavador, Scott. Mack will try to hit it hard, but hit it short. Got a good swing at it, but missed it. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Lyman. That's a 9-3 lead for Stanley County here in set number 2. And we will take another 30-second break and return on KPLO.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Ruman Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
Friday night on KPLO. We will be in Oneida. We expect a good one from Class 9A, the Lyman Raiders. They are trying to solidify their playoff picture. So is Sully Buttes, the Chargers from Class 9B. We'll have both of them. We'll have that game for you Friday night. 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:40 pregame on KPLO. As Stanley County serves, the Raiders with the return. Quick return from Stanley County, and now Lyman at the net, and they hit it short. Got the play they wanted, but they miss it. And now it is a 10-3 lead for Stanley County. As again, Frederick puts it in play. Raiders with a set for Lavador. It is Larson with the attack across. Now Stanley County will set it for Caden's hand, and it's blocked. Max Scott with a defensive play for Lyman. And it is 10-4 Stanley County, but the side out back to the Raiders as Max Scott will serve back row. It is Frederick. Now up top, Stanley County, Huebner the other way, and it's long and out of bounds. Just the 4th hitting error for Stanley County tonight. When we look at the statistics, it is a big-time kill advantage in this match so far. Lyman over Stanley County, but a good play there, Brecken Huebner, as she pushes it across the other way. That's her 5th kill of the night. Raiders, or the Lady Buffaloes, now with 11 kills to 17. We work on our math skills for Lyman. Those service aces for Lyman have helped a lot as well. At the net, back across. Huebner again with the opportunity. Stanley County with the bump back row. It winds up at the net, a duel between Huebner and Skylar Vollmer. And Brecken Huebner is able to send it through. 12-5 Stanley County. As Caden's hand serves, and here's Brooke Palmer with a ball that was hit hard enough. It was short, but it was hit hard enough where it cleared the net and spun straight down on the Stanley County side. And a bounce of the volleyball that works the advantage of the Lyman Raiders. And that ends the scoring run, but they have some work to do, trailing by a half dozen. As Lyman puts it in play, up top at the net, down the line, a good shot from Huebner, but it is dug out. Raiders will set it back the other way, and the attack there, a good one, and that is from Max Scott. Scott with her third kill of the night, 12-7. The Stanley County lead at 5. As Larson puts it in play once again at the net, and that's Skylar Vollmer, and she just got to the ball quicker than Brecken Huebner did. Vollmer shows some explosiveness at the net. That's her fourth kill. The Raiders starting to put together a rally here. It is 8-12 as Kaylee Larson puts it in play once again at the net, but this time Brecken Huebner will win the scrum. She pushes it across and down. Those serves from Larson were hard enough as they bumped it back row and moved it forward. It really, they again duel at the net. Stanley County gets it across, but this time the Raiders will regroup and cover it up. And now we are going to have a double hit called on Stanley County. Their fifth hitting error. Raiders will serve here 13-9. Mackenzie Lavadour puts it in play. Stanley County working back row. Up top it comes, and hitting it short with Briley Kafka. Another hitting error and another point for Lyman. Stanley County had a 7-point lead at one point. It is down to 3 now. 10-13 as Lavadour of Lyman puts it in play once again, and that's an ace. Mackenzie Lavadour will score it, and that is ace number 7 on the night for the Lyman Raiders. Their first of this second set, though. For the most part, it has been controlled by Stanley County. Now the serve here. Caden's hand, Reese hand, free ball across. Now Lyman will set things up. Bad pass, but they clear it, and they're going to say it was on the wrong side of the antenna. The Raiders got it across, but out of bounds. And that makes it 14-13. The Tatum Scott will check back in. Serving will be Casey Knight. And here is Lyman. Vollmer moves it forward. Palmer across it comes. The one-timer for Stanley County is the other way. Lyman will set it up. Free ball from Palmer. Now at the net, they'll duel, and it's across and down, and a hard hit ball there from Briley Kafka. Stanley County will get the point, push the lead back to 4. It's 15-11. Again, the Raiders put it in play. Vollmer back row. Lavadour with the set up top. This is Palmer. That's a rocket shot. Caden's hand will dig, though. She has to clear it out, though. Not a good pass at the net. And now Lyman will set things up. Good pass there. Vollmer the other way. They go right back to Vollmer on the one-timer. She will send it across and down. Skylar Vollmer with kill number 5 for Lyman. 15-12 Stanley County leads. As the side out, back to Lyman. And it will be the senior Skylar Vollmer who puts it in play. And the hard hit ball there. Hand back row. Free ball. Reese hand clears the play. Annie Brackey with the dig. Set up top. This is Palmer. Reese hand will dig. Stanley County has the free ball the other way, and it's out of bounds. You get out of position, really, with nowhere else to go for Stanley County but the free ball. But you want to be able, if you're just going to loop it across, you got to be able to try to get it in play. And now Vollmer with a serve that grazes the net and drops straight down. And all of a sudden, that 7-point lead that Stanley County had is gone. It's 15-14 Stanley County. And the Lady Buffaloes will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe.
Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
To 14 is our score. Stanley County, who led by as many as 7 in this second set, continue to hang on to the lead, but the Raiders have put together a nice rally and are right back in it as they continue to work and serve. Both teams have used a timeout. Both teams have one remaining in this second set. As Stanley County will again get ready to receive the serve from Skylar Vollmer as it goes back row. Caden's hand, now Tatum Scott. Hard hit ball across. Danny Brackey will dig. Labrador with the set and pushing into the back row and out of bounds. And Morgan Hoffman. The Raiders with another hitting error. And Stanley County will see the scoring run by Lyman come to an end. And Stanley County will put it in play. Here's Vollmer back row. Labrador, Palmer across and out of bounds. Palmer hit it hard, but long, and back-to-back points scored by Stanley County, and all of a sudden they lead 17-14. And the Lady Buffaloes and Briley Kafka will put it in play, and Kafka will hit it long and out of bounds. Fourth service error of the night for Stanley County. All in all, considering the number of serve opportunities, neither team has had a long side out. But as things have went on, really a good job on the part of both of these teams as far as the percentages that they have served. Here is a off-balance shot from Kaylee Larson that'll work for a kill. Probably the softest shot we'll see that will work at scoring a point, but Caden's hand couldn't hang on to it. Now an ace is sent across the other way from the hands of Morgan Hoffman, her first ace of the night. 17-17. Raiders trying to get their first lead of this second set, and they won't get it here as the Hoffman serve will go into the net. 18-17. Stanley County leading. Back row, it's Maddie Duffy who puts it in play. Raiders won the first set 25-23, and that Duffy serve is long and out of bounds. 18-18, and again, an opportunity for Lyman and Brooke Palmer to get the lead for the first time tonight. Now Stanley County runs it down. Tough play there, but they will get it across. Palmer will dig. Up top, they'll set it for Max Scott over the top of the defense. Now Caden's hand the other way. Labrador with the dig. Palmer with the reflex play at the net. Stanley County mishits it, and they hit it short. Had the opportunity to send it back and put it home, but mistiming the jump with the Lady Buffaloes, and now Stanley County trails for the first time in the second set. 19-18, and that serve from Brooke Palmer is wide and out of bounds. 10th service error for Lyman. We are tied at 19. And for Stanley County, that's Olivia Frederick checking in to serve. Frederick will put it in play. Palmer back row. Vollmer moves it forward to Larson. Back across it comes. The pancake dig by Hand, but no help there to move it over. A diving attempt by Reese Hand. And it is 20-19 Lyman. Palmer will serve it up once again. And once again from the back row moves it forward. Here is Caden's hand at the net, and she'll drop the hammer. And Caden's hand with kill number 3. 20-20 is our score. We expected good competitive volleyball, and we have seen that here tonight. As Caden's hand will rotate to the back row, she will serve. As she'll try to catch the back row. Max Scott, Vollmer has it blocked, but Vollmer will send it back. Nice reflex play there. Back up top, Stanley County. Hard hit ball into the cross. It's down, and that's a kill for Briley Kafka. Kafka with her fifth kill of the night. 21-20. Stanley County leading. Caden's hand again will serve. Gran with the dig. Back across it comes. Good job there by Labrador trying to hit an open spot. Stanley County will work the return, and they hit it out of bounds. Hitting error for the Lady Buffaloes. We're tied at 21. And for Lyman, this is Mackenzie Lavador as she will serve. And now Lavador asking for a little help, and I think the volleyball has got something on it. They're going to take it over to the official. Maybe get a different volleyball or get a different something. And the alternate volleyball is good to go. Now Skylar Vollmer wants to discuss things a little bit with Sella Hermsen, and I think what they're trying to do there is just make sure the rotation is set and where it should be, and that's just a smart play. You don't want a rotation violation to give up a point as we work in the 20s here, and now substitution on the part of Lyman, and now Deb Zenz and Sella Hermsen will have a little bit of a conversation at the net. 21-21 is our score here in set number two. The first set won, as we mentioned, by Lyman, 25-23. As they keep track of everything else. And now we are good to go. Again, they're going to check the Lyman rotation. And we will see Casey Grand check out. And we will see Morgan Hoffman check back into the match as Morgan will go to work at the net. Haley Larson serving, and that serve will go into the net. And sometimes when you have a little bit of a delay there, you take a timeout. You talk about icing a free throw shooter in basketball, you can ice a server as well. And now Stanley County has the lead 22-21. Here is Reese Hand serving. Raiders with a nice return. Now a free ball from Stanley County is across. Vollmer with the attack. Good job with the dig there. Stanley County will send it back. They will scramble. Vollmer again with the free ball the other way. Caden's Hand will dig. Up top it comes. This is Maddie Duffy the other way. As Palmer will dig it out. Set at the net, Hoffman. Hard hit ball, Caden's Hand. And she will dig it out. Now Duffy will send it back the other way. And she'll get it down for a kill. Maddie Duffy's first kill of the night. It's 23-21. And a timeout is going to be taken by Lyman. Raiders will take the timeout here as Stanley County leads by two. And again, we'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
Is it the competition that keeps bringing you back? The long-standing rivalries? Or is it seeing friends again and cheering on your favorite team? At First Dakota, we're here for it all. We appreciate the fans, the players, the coaches and officials, the concessions crew. The shared community experience is part of what makes life here great, and we're here for it. See you at the game. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Timeouts are brought to you by AgTegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today as napkins are being brought into the scorer's table to wipe down that errant volleyball as it got something on it. A new volleyball was installed, and off we go here. 23-21. Reese Hand serves. Raiders with the return. Now Stanley County at the net. Duffy the other way. Max Scott with the dig. Lavador to Vollmer, and she will hit it long and out of bounds. And now game point for Stanley County, 24-21. It is Reese Hand serving, and she'll try to catch the corner. Palmer, they move it forward. Vollmer the other way. Stanley County will dig it out, set at the net. Duffy again over the top of the Vollmer block, and now Lyman hits it wide and out of bounds, and that gives Stanley County the victory here in set number two, 25-21. And our scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment, including new Fair Manufacturing bale processors at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We will pause for 2 minutes on KPLO.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and its divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, TCS, NAFA of Chamberlain, and PowerCom Electric, now serving the Jones County area, proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and NAFA auto parts. Call Kennebec Telephone and find out what they can do for you.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
For the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Use your Dino Pay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives.
Well, Skylar Vollmer will serve for the Raiders to start set number three. She'll send across an ace, which is the 10th of the night for Lyman. Stanley County with three aces. You look at the kill department, Lyman with a 21-18 advantage, but Lyman with 17-16. Hitting errors to just 10 for Stanley County. It has been that close of a match so far. Both teams have won a set. Pivotal set number three here. Maddie Duffy with the hard hit ball across as Hoffman will dig it out. Now Max Scott the other way. Hoffman to the back line. Reese Hand will run it down. Here is Stanley County the other way. They Raiders will scramble. Skylar Vollmer with the return the other way. Now at the net, this is Stanley County with a hard hit ball. Vollmer with the dig, set for Brooke Palmer. That is through a block attempt, and at the net, they will duel, and down it goes. And not sure if Max Scott got a hand on it. Stanley County with the set that was offline. We'll call it a hitting error. And Lyman with a 2-0 lead to start here in set number three. Skylar Vollmer serving, and there is another ace. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. It is a 3-0 lead for Lyman here in this third set as Vollmer puts it in play once again. Scott back row for Stanley County. Duffy, hard hit ball, dug out. Palmer at the net will hit it short. The hitting error for Lyman will give the point to Stanley County, their first of set number three. And a 4-1 score. And for Stanley County, it will be Casey Knight who will serve once she retrieves the volleyball that winds up deep left corner here at the Lyman Gardens. Knight with the overhand. Bracky back row. Lavador up top. Palmer. Cross-court shot is down. And a winner there for Brooke Palmer. Kill number 8 on the night for the 5-7 junior. The Raiders off to a good start here in this third set, but no lead has been safe. As the ball here, the serve from Morgan Hoffman is long and out of bounds. The service error for Lyman will give the point to Stanley County. It is 2-4 as the Lady Buffaloes will put it in play. This is Briley Kafka who puts it in play back row. Grant up top, Max Scott, two-hand push the other way. Stanley County needing a free ball. They'll get it done as they work it back. Grand with the dig up top, Palmer. Cross-court shot there is long and out of bounds. One thing about things here at the Lyman Gardens, you, at least from our standpoint, very hard to see that back row. And Palmer will hit it long that time to make it a 4-3 score. As the Raiders again work the return of Scott, or left-handed attack from Scott is across here. Stanley County the other way. Hard hit attack there. Free ball from Vollmer is across. Here's a Kafka dig. Stanley County will set up the net for Caden's hand. Hard hit ball. Vollmer will dig, and back up top we come. Riley Larson the other way. Reese Ann. Tatum Scott, she'll push back row. Larson has to make a play on it, digs it out at the net, and it's an opportunity for Tatum Scott, and she pushes it back down for her second kill of the night. And that ties things at 4. And again, Briley Kafka serving, and she will send across an ace. That's her first ace of the night. Stanley County does not have a lot of service errors. They've served to a high percentage, but not a lot of aces so far. Just their fourth of the match. And the first of Kafka, for Kafka. She puts it in play once again. This time she'll hit it long and out of bounds. You give one, you take one, and you give one. And we're tied at 5, and the side out goes back to Lyman. Kafka will check out into the match. It'll be Isabella Telemantes. And the serve here from Brooke Palmer is wide and out of bounds. And for Lyman, their 14th service error of the night. And this is a type of match, as close as it has been, you can start looking at each one of these hitting statistics, whether it's errors or kills or your offensive stats, as Caden's hand gets a redirect there off the bump from Skylar Vollmer, and she'll drop it down for a kill, her fourth of the night. And just like that, Stanley County, who has scored now 4 in a row, has a 7-5 lead. Vollmer, Lavadour up top, Max Scott. The left-handed play there, a good one. Scott will dump it back after the bump from Stanley County. Here's Caden's hand, and it's blocked. Max Scott with a defensive play. That's her second block of the night. She's had her ups and downs at the net attacking, but her defense has been solid tonight. Her second block, and that makes it 7-6. The Stanley County lead at 1 as Scott will rotate to the back row. She will serve, and she will send an ace across. And that is 12 service aces for Lyman. We're tied at 7. Scott again will put it in play. Here is Reese Hand, a set for Tatum Scott. She'll push it to the back row and get it down. Tatum Scott with her third kill, and he was able to read the defense well. And as you get deeper into the season, what I enjoy seeing when we cover volleyball is the court awareness that wasn't maybe there in September. It's there now, and these balls really go side to side as Stanley County serves here. The Raiders scramble, and a free ball from Max Scott is across. Here's the back set, Brecken Huebner the other way. Palmer will dig. Lavadour will set. Vollmer with a two-hand push the other way. Here is Huebner with the dig. Stanley County will push it to the back row. Grand back at the net now. Stanley County, they'll set it for Caden's hand. It's blocked, but Stanley County will keep it alive. Lyman makes a play on it. Here is Reese Hand. Back up top, Stanley County. Free ball the other way. It is Vollmer, Lavadour. Back to Vollmer. Through the block and down. Skylar Vollmer with kill number 6 in one of our longest rallies of the match so far. Was won eventually by the Lyman Raiders. And we are tied at 8, side out back to Lyman. As the Raiders will put it in play, and that serve is long from Kaylee Larson and out of bounds. 9-8, the lead to Stanley County. The first set won by Lyman 25-23. Stanley County wins the second set 25-21. A pivotal third set here as Hand will put it in play. Palmer back row, Vollmer, free ball across. Lyman will clear it. Now Stanley County the other way, blocked by Vollmer, but Stanley County will keep it alive. They'll push it back row. Here's a Palmer dig, Lavadour set. Up top it's Hoffman, hard hit ball there. Reese Hand will dig, Caden's hand will move it forward. Free ball from Stanley County, misses and is out of bounds. Hitting error, Stanley County. Point for Lyman. Tied at 9 as the Raiders try to get the lead back here in this set. And trouble in the back row. We're going to score that an ace from Mackenzie Lavadour. Her second ace of the night. And it is 10-9 Lyman. Lavender with the serve once again. Here is Reese Hand set up top. This is Riley Kafka, and she'll hammer it the other way. And that is across and down. Kafka with the kill. That is her sixth of the night. And that ties things at 10. Here is Reese Hand serving for Stanley County, and she'll put it short and into the net. Just the seventh service error for Stanley County tonight. And now Lyman with an 11-10 lead. They will serve it up once again. Here's Skylar Vollmer. As the bump from Stanley County gets over on the Lyman side, and there is nobody there to move it forward. And that will be a thank you very much kill for Olivia Frederick. And that ties things at 11. Side out to the Lady Buffaloes as an ace is sent across here by Casey Knight. That is her first ace of the evening. And all of a sudden, a slight bit of a momentum from Stanley County as they score two in a row. Again, they'll put it in play. Here is Lyman. They're scrambling, but Palmer with a free ball the other way. Reese Hand will dig, set for Tatum Scott. She'll push it back. Annie Brackey with the dig. Back up top, Morgan Hoffman. She'll push the other way. And now the Raiders have to scramble as Stanley County pushes it to the back row. They'll get it across. Here's Stanley County set for Scott. And Tatum will hit it short. That ties things at 12 as, again, substitutions. Kaylee Larson in. Kaysen Grand back into the match for the Raiders. Neither team has been able to get away from the other here in set number three. As, again, Lyman will put it in play. In his hand, set up top to Scott. Blocked there, but kept alive. Max Scott with the cleanup play. She'll push it to the back row. Hand now. Stanley County attacking, pushes to the back line. It is attacked the other way, and that one is down. And that will be a kill for Brooke Palmer. Or they're going to replay that point. It is 13-12, Lyman. As we replay the point there, we're tied at 12 now. As Stanley County will push it back across. Here's the Vollmer dig. Set for Brooke Palmer. She will push it the other way, and that is four hits. And that'll be a hitting error for Lyman, and that'll give a point to Stanley County. So it is now 13-12. Side out back to the Lady Buffaloes as they will put it in play. Here's Skylar Vollmer back row. Up top, Max Scott. The push over the top of the defense. Diving dig made. Reese Hand from the back row has to clear it. We'll do that. Another diving dig. This time by Lyman at the net. They'll duel. Max Scott and Kata's Hand collide. It winds up on the Stanley County side, but a good reflex play there as Lyman will push it back. Here's Stanley County again. Hand to the back row. Dive by Larson. Scott will dig it back out. And to the top we go once again. Duffy the other way. Scott will keep it alive. Lavador runs it down. Here's Brooke Palmer the other way. Reese Hand with the dig. Scott will keep it alive. Caden's Hand the other way. Scott, Lavador, Scott back across to the Stanley County side. Hand to hand. Caden's will clear it. And now it's Lavador. Up top, Palmer. Down the line, she'll swat it home. Another long, long rally there, this time won by the Lyman Raiders. 13-13 is our score. As again, Stanley County will go to their bench as they send Isabella Telemontes back in. And now an ace is set across from Brooke Palmer. That is her fifth ace of the night. 14-13. Lyman back out in front now. And here is Palmer again the other way. And the bump goes across to the Lyman side. Raiders will work the return, and Stanley County commits the hitting error. And that's 3 points in a row scored by Lyman. 15-13 now as they have a two-point lead. Brooke Palmer serving it up once again. She'll put it into the net. Service error for Lyman. Point for Stanley County. 15-14 Lyman leads. For the Lady Buffaloes, this is Maddie Duffy serving. And she'll go over the top. It's Palmer back row. At the net, Larson. And a block there. Brecken Huebner with the defensive play for Stanley County. And we're tied at 15. And Maddie Duffy will look to serve it up once again. Stanley County trying to get the lead back as Duffy tries to go down the left sideline and hits it short. Service error, Stanley County. Point for Lyman. The lead 16-15 here in set number three. And this is Max Scott who serves, and that serve through the defense and down for an ace. The old I got it, you take it conversation back row as it hit in between two players of Stanley County. And nobody touched it. It gives Lyman the two-point lead. Scott again serving. And this time she mishit it to the point where it dropped for an ace. And all of a sudden, TJ Dragoset's going to have to use her first time out of set number three. It is Lyman 18, Stanley County 15. And again, we'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ugh, yeah.
Take a second to think about it. Not a pretty picture, is it?
Myrie Brothers in Chamberlain and Cannon does clean up that picture. They're here to help you with your disposal needs. Whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container, Myrie Brothers will help you with what you need done. Give them a call at 605-234-5771. That's 234-5771. Myrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Call today.
Timeouts are brought to you by Actegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. 18-15 Lyman in set number three. They won the opening set 25-23. Stanley County comes back and wins set number two by a 25-21 score. Neither team has really been able to put together any long strings of points, and Lyman will not here. Max Scott with a serve that is long and out of bounds, and Stanley County back with the side out, trailing by two at 18-16. And Olivia Frederick will check back in. Olivia will put it in play, back row, Palmer. Now Lavador with the attack from Kaylee Larson. It's the other way. Now Caden's hand for Stanley County. She'll attack across. Lavador, Palmer, free ball from Max Scott the other way. Stanley County will work at the net. This is Huebner, and that's across and down. Brecken Huebner, the 6'1 sophomore, with a nice play there. Her eighth kill of the night, 17 serving 18. As Stanley County has pushed the deficit to one, Olivia Frederick back to serve. And here is Palmer. Lavador set for Skylar Vollmer. It's through the block and down. Skylar Vollmer with kill number seven for Lyman. 19-17. Raiders. And Morgan Hoffman will check in. Kaysen Grand will check out. And this is Kaylee Larson serving for Lyman. And she will send across an ace. There have been times, and it just kind of comes and goes, but there are times and have been times in this match where Stanley County really has trouble in the serve-receive game. And here is another ace sent across, and just like that, it's 21-17. Larson with her third ace, and you wonder what's going to happen on this point. If Lyman would happen to push it across, TJ Dragoset probably going to have to use her final timeout of set number three. Reese Hand with the bump. They move it forward to Cadence, who will attack the other way and get it through the defense and down. Cadence Hand with kill number five and a good recovery for the Lady Buffaloes. 18 serving to 21 now as Stanley County will serve. Checking back in will be Riley Kafka. Hand will serve. It is Palmer, Lavador, Vollmer. Two-hand push the other way, and that is down for a kill. Skylar Vollmer with kill number eight now, 22-18. And now a timeout is going to be taken by Stanley County. Their final timeout of set number three. And we'll take it with them. 22-18 is our score. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurance is accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Timeouts are brought to you by AgTegra. They remind you acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Lyman 3 points away from going up 2-1. As Mackenzie Lavadour serves, here's Stanley County out of the timeout. Brecken Huber with a nice attack. Free ball from Vollmer the other way for the Raiders. They will set it. The attack here again. Raiders with a nice dig as they work the other way. Palmer will clear it up. She will send it across and down. Brooke Palmer with the kill, her 11th of the night, 23-18 Lyman. As the Raiders put it in play once again, that's on the line, and that's an ace from Mackenzie Lavadour. Her third ace of the night. 6, 10, 11, 16, 19 service aces for Lyman tonight. And that's probably, so far, the telling stat as we are at game point in set number 3. Lavadour looks to put it in play once again. Hand moves it forward. Stanley County with the return across. Now Annie Brackey to Brooke Palmer, and Palmer will hit it short. Hitting error Lyman. We will remain game point. But the side out to Stanley County. They trail by 5. The junior Reese Hand puts it in play. Annie Brackey, back row. Lavadour, Vollmer, block there. The defensive play for Briley Kafka. 24-20. Set point number 3. And Stanley County has fought off 2. Hand will put it in play. Brackey, back row. Back it comes to Palmer down the line. Dig made. Stanley County pushes it back across. And the dig by Vollmer is out of bounds. We'll give that kill up front to Briley Kafka. That's her 7th of the night. Game point number 4. As Stanley County serves here, Reese Hand hits the net. And it bounces back. And that gives Lyman the victory, 25-21. Here in set number 3. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report from Buy Right Seat is next. We're back in 2 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Spring is here, and the grass is greening up. Protect your cattle herd from grass tetany with Hi-Mag products from Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. Stop in and ask them about Hi-Mag minerals and Hi-Mag Dakota Licks tub discounts available for truckload orders delivered to your farm or ranch. Prevent grass tetany in your cattle. See the Hi-Mag products at Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre today.
Living with less pain means living at your best. But an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/total joint.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Ruman Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
County serves first to get our fourth set underway, but returned by Skylar Ballmer, crossed and down. That is her ninth kill of the night. Kill number 29 for Lyman, 26 for Stanley County. If you're scoring at home, we'll talk about a telling stat here in just a moment as Stanley County pushes it back the other way. Here's Annie Brackey, Brooke Palmer. Caden Zand with the dig, winds up at the Lyman side. Ballmer will dig, set for Max Scott. She'll push it across. Here's Maddie Duffy the other way. Annie Brackey will dig. Morgan Hoffman the other way. But Stanley County will dig it out. Set by Reesand. Duffy over the top. Again, the Raiders will dig it out and send it back. Stanley County will set for Duffy once again. Palmer with the dig. They'll set it for Brooke. She'll send it to the back row. Here is Stanley County the other way. On the set, they'll push it across. But Lyman is there. And here's Max Scott at the net. And she'll push it across and down. Her fourth kill of the night. That is a 30-26 kill advantage for Stanley County as we work here early in set number four. But the stat sticking out at me, 19 aces for Lyman, just 5 for Stanley County. And again, Raiders will put it in play. Ballmer will serve. They work back row. Free ball from Stanley County is across. Here's Annie Brackey. Up top, Morgan Hoffman. She will push. Caden's hand will dig. And back up top, the attack there, a good one from Briley Kafka. Through the defense, her ninth, making her eighth kill of the night. Stanley County is on the board in set number four. It is 2-1 Lyman as Stanley County will serve it across. Annie Brackey, Mackenzie Lavador, and an errant pass and a tough handle there for Morgan Hoffman will result in a hitting error. The 20th hitting error of the night for the Lyman Raiders. And now Stanley County, well, let's see here. They will work at the net. And it is 2-2. So now we're set to go. They hadn't put the point up on the board yet, but they do now. Yeah, Stanley County will serve, and here is Lyman. At the net, it is Palmer the other way. Reese Hand will dig off the net and back to the Lyman side. They'll set it for Palmer, who will push the other way. Hand will dig. Up top it comes to Duffy. She'll push the other way. And now it's Lavador, Hoffman, and Morgan will hit it short. Hitting error for Lyman, and all of a sudden Stanley County out in front by a 3-2 score. Stanley County led for just a moment, a slight moment in set number three, but the Raiders were able to get the lead and survived a couple of Lady Buffalo rallies, but were able to come away with that set number three win. They'll duel at the net, and the opportunity there for Max Scott, and she'll push it through the defense and down. The Raiders have plenty of hitters. Max Scott, one of them, as she pushes it the other way. And you start looking at this match as we look at set number four. And, of course, we see some substitutions quite a bit. A lot of situational ones as Max Scott again gets set up and pushes across another kill. But both of these teams have players. Max Scott, Skylar Ballmer for Lyman. Reese Hand, Caden's Hand, Breckett Huber have been out there for about every play, and we'll see how that works out as Lyman again serves it wide and out of bounds. That ties things at four, but you get it to this point in this match, some of these players have been out there for a while. Here's a Duffy serve, and that's going to be an ace. Maddie Duffy with her first service ace of the night. That is the sixth of the night for Stanley County. As Duffy will serve it up once again to the back row. It comes to Ballmer. Lavador with the back set. It goes to Palmer down the line. And a good shot there from Brooke Palmer. With kill number 12 on the night, the side out will go back to Lyman. 5-5 is our score. Reese Hand was out for just a moment. She is back. The libero for the Lady Buffaloes. Here's Caden's hand back row as they set up top. Tatum Scott with a hard hit ball the other way. Raiders will dig it out. Set for Kylie Larson. Block to the net. Defensive play. Tatum Scott, the third block of the night for the Lady Buffaloes. 6-5 Stanley County leading. Scott will check out. Checking in will be the senior Olivia Frederick. And Olivia will do work behind the line as she puts it in play. Down the line it comes to Vollmer. Labrador with the back set to Scott. On the slide, dumps it back. Ball was tipped around. It winds up on the Stanley County side. And then Caden's hand is able to use the redirect and gets it away from Max Scott and down for a kill. Stanley County with a two-point lead now at 7-5. Again, Stanley County puts it in play. Scott back row, Labrador, Larson. She hits it short. 8-5 now, the lead to Stanley County. Trying to force it to a fifth and deciding set here tonight. Lyman is up two games to one. As again, Olivia Frederick puts it in play at the net. It's Max Scott. The left-handed attack is across. Here is an errant pass. Stanley County can't move it forward. Caden's hand chased it down but couldn't get it across. And that hitting error for Stanley County will end their rally. They push to a two-point lead now at 8-6 as Lyman puts it in play. Here's Max Scott serving. Hand with the back set it comes. Casey Knight the other way. Raiders will set for Skylar Vollmer. Here is the Knight dig. They will set it for Casey, who pushes it to the back row. Brooke Palmer will dig it out. Labrador, Scott, block to the net there and down. And that's Brecken Huebner. 9-6 as the crowd goes ooh. And more substitutions as Maddie Duffy will check in. Checking out will be Isabella Telemantes. And Stanley County will serve it up. At the net, Skylar Vollmer for Lyman. It is blocked and out of bounds. And that's a kill for Skylar Vollmer, her 10th of the night. The side out back to the Raiders. 9-7 is our score. As Kaylee Larson puts it in play. Stanley County at the net. Free ball from Reese Hand the other way. Larson will dig it out. Back up top to the Stanley County side. They will set it for Kafka, who pushes the other way. Back across. Another free ball from Stanley County. Set at the net. Vollmer, she'll push it the other way and over the top of the defense and down. And couple instances there where Stanley County was a little bit flat-footed. They were able to recover a time or two, but just got out of position a little bit too much defensively. As Stanley County works the return of serve. Now Vollmer with a shot the other way. Stanley County will push it back across. Here's a free ball from the Raiders. Back to the Stanley County side of the net, through the block, and Raiders will push it back the other way. Caden's hand with the dig again. Stanley County will set it as they push it back. Kafka will attack. Now a free ball from the Raiders is across. Here is Frederick with the dig at the net. Again, Stanley County will thump it. It's Huebner this time. But Lyman will dig it out, send it back. And here's Skylar Vollmer the other way. She will push across and down. And that ties it at 9 as we work through set number 4. Kaylee Larson again serving. Trouble in the back row for Stanley County, but they do move it forward, and Casey Knight cleans it up. Now the Raiders will work the other way on the set. Mackenzie Labrador, smart play there. As she just on the set pushes it across and gets it down, and we are going to see Stanley County go to their bench here a little bit, as we will see Liberty Harrington check into the match for the first time tonight. 10-9 is our score. They'll go right to Harrington. And she will dig it out, serve it up, hand the other way. Dug out by Lyman. Back up top and a push the other way, but Morgan Hoffman will get the kill that time as Stanley County blocks it but pushes it out of bounds. And it's 11-9. Raiders with a two-point advantage now as Larson again will put it in play, and this serve is wide and out of bounds. One-point game at 11-10. Lyman with the lead. Stanley County serving.
Reese Hand with the overhand across. Palmer, Vollmer. Tipped at the net. Reese Hand will run it down at the net. Hard hit ball there. That's across and down and through the defense. Briley Kafka, she has 9 kills now. We're tied at 11. And what a good competitive volleyball match this has been. Two teams playing very well at this point of the season. As Hand will put it in play, Palmer back row. Labrador will set for Vollmer. Gets it through the block attempt. Stanley County will recover and send it back. And again, it's Kafka with a kill. That is 10 for her. Stanley County now out in front by a 12-11 score. As Hand will put it in play once again. Scott with the bump, and that's an ace for Reese Hand, her first of the night. And all of a sudden, Stanley County putting together a little bit of a rally. They lead now by 2. They need this set to force it in a fifth and deciding one as another ace is set across for the junior, Reese Hand. And that has been big for Stanley County. 14-11. As the student bodies get into it, Hand again with the serve. Scott Labrador over the top of the defense and down. And another smart play for the senior Mackenzie Labrador. That ends the rally for Stanley County. They pushed themselves a 3-point lead. But that point by Labrador, her second kill of the night, gets them 1 point closer. It is now an ace sent across from Labrador, who is in the back row now to serve. And she will send an ace the other way, 14-13. And Labrador with the serve there. That is long and out of bounds. 15-13 is our score. Stanley County working with the 2-point advantage as Tatum Scott will check in and Liberty Harrington will check out. At the net, Stanley County. I'm not sure if they got a block there or if Palmer hit it short. We'll score that a hitting error. We had Stanley County earlier in the season, and as we got ready to do our score sheets, we noticed two or three more players that have been involved on the varsity roster, and as Stanley County sends across a service error. And talking to head coach TJ Dragoset before the match, she said, well, these kids have put in the time, they've earned their time, they've earned their opportunity. So a full bench there for Stanley County as Lyman will serve. They work it at the net, and that's an ace across. That is for Skylar Vollmer, and that will be her fifth ace of the night. And again, the Raiders doing damage in serve as Vollmer will look to serve it up once again at 16-15 Stanley County. And Vollmer's serve there is an ace. 16-16 is our score. As Stanley County had a little bit of momentum, but the serve game that has been working for Lyman all night long has got Lyman right back into it, and Stanley County needs an equalizer. Hard hit ball, Tatum Scott, but the Raiders will recover. They'll duel at the net, and that is Briley Kafka who pushes it down. Kafka will win the scrum, her 11th kill of the night, 17-16 Stanley County. As Kafka will serve it up. Scott back row. Labrador with the set. Free ball from Hoffman is across. Now the Lady Buffaloes will set it at the net. Hand the other way. Good diving dig made by Brooke Palmer. Free ball from Scott is across. And Stanley County was out of position. It works for Scott. It's her 7th kill of the night. But those just little opportunities, just being out of position, just a step or two was enough for that ball to drop down and be a kill for Scott and tie things at 17, and the side out will go back to the Raiders. Lyman trying to close it out in 4. It has been an entertaining match. Here's Stanley County again. Hand the other way. Palmer will dig. Scott across. Hand will dig again. They keep it alive. Cadence with the free ball to the Lyman side, and up top it's Larson attacking. Stanley County with the back row dig. Matty Duffy tries to get the defense to move side to side. Palmer with the dig out. Back across it comes, and that'll be a kill for Brooke Palmer. Palmer with 13 on the night, 18-17. The lead belongs to Lyman. Neither team has used a timeout here in set number three, number four, we should say. As an ace is sent across there, we might see one here from TJ Dragoset. She will ask for time as the ace comes across from Lyman. It is 19-17 Raiders. We will take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today as the Raiders work here and serve, leading 19-17. As it is Kaysen Grand who serves. She scored the ace last time. And now Stanley County, a couple hitting errors, cannot move it forward. Just their 16th hitting error of the night. The Raiders with 22 if you're scoring at home. Grand will once again serve it as Lyman leads 20-17. On the redirect, Stanley County will return it. Good job by Max Scott to clean it up for Lyman. Here's Caden's hand the other way. Palmer with the dig. Back up top. Here is Scott across. Hand keeping it alive. Now Caden's hand pushes it back. And here is Lyman at the net. Palmer with a hard hit ball across and down. And Brooke Palmer. Kill number 14. And the Raiders with some mojo working now. It's 21-17. Kaysen Grand will serve once again. Reese hand back row. Scott will set for Caden's hand. And she'll airmail it past the back line. 22-17 Lyman. Lyman won first in the first set, 25-17. As an ace is set across here by Kaysen Grand, and it's 23-17. Stanley County came back, won the second set, 25-21. Led in set number three, but Lyman persevered and won 25-21, and they're 2 points away from getting match victory number 10 on the season. And some bonus points over a Class A opponent as Max Scott dumps it across and down. Match point here at 24-17. Kaysen Grand, the 5'4 senior, with a chance to serve it out for the Lyman Raiders. And the overhand to the back row. Trouble, but Stanley County will get it across. And now the Raiders scramble. Free ball from Labrador is out of bounds. The point for Stanley County, and they needed that. But it'll be match point for a while at 24-18. Stanley County will work and serve. Matty Duffy puts it in play. Vollmer back row. Lavador with the set for Scott over the top of the defense and down. And Max Scott will score the kill and give Lyman the victory at 25-18. The Lyman Raiders win this one 3-1. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment. Large selection of farm equipment. My lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Post game is next. We're back after this on KPLO.
Is it the competition that keeps bringing you back? The long-standing rivalries? Or is it seeing friends again and cheering on your favorite team? At First Dakota, we're here for it all. We appreciate the fans, the players, the coaches and officials, the concessions crew, The shared community experience is part of what makes life here great, and we're here for it. See you at the game. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Kennebec Telephone Company, Incorporated, and its divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, TCS, NAFA of Chamberlain, and PowerCom Electric, now serving the Jones County area, proudly support all area youth and their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and NAPA auto parts. Call Kennebec Telephone and find out what they can do for you.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Access Health Fort Pierre welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Fort Pierre, assuring access to quality health care.
DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. We welcome you back to the Lyman Gardens and Fresh Show. Post-game underway, we will talk about a good, entertaining four-set match won by the Lyman Raiders as they defeat Stanley County 25-23 in set number one. Stanley County gets the second set 25-21. Then it was a 25-21 win for Lyman in set number three. 25-18 for Lyman. In the fourth and deciding set, the Raiders out killing Stanley County by a 49-31 count, 24-8 with the advantage in service aces. We talked about the problems that Stanley County had, especially as we went later on in the match, having trouble in the serve-receive game. And you give another team that many aces, you can only score 8 service aces as well. And it's hard to regroup. Stanley County did win the statistics as far as errors are concerned. Just 10 service errors, 17 hitting errors for Stanley County to 23 for Lyman. In the hitting department, 21 service errors for Lyman, but a few more service opportunities for them as well. But you just give up that many aces, have trouble with the receive game, and you give those teams some quick and easy points. And both teams had players that played a lot of minutes in this volleyball match. Rather warm and humid Lyman Gardens here this evening, but Stanley County perhaps with maybe one or two more that did not sub out much, and they ran out of gas as they went late into this match. Stanley County will drop to 11-5 with the loss, and still probably will hang on to that number four seed as far as Region 6A is concerned. Again, they have 9 matches remaining now. The Raiders, with the victory, improved to 10-8 on the season. They have 8 matches remaining, including that matchup, that tournament, the Gettysburg Battler Invitational Tournament up in Gettysburg over the weekend on Saturday. Raiders will get 3 matches in there, and they will get a good look at some of the other teams in Region 6B that they have not seen throughout the season. Give them an opportunity to see where they stack up region-wise. And this victory here and some bonus points as well will help them seeding-wise as they try to draw closer. They should. Well, they'll be closer to Sully Buttes a little bit. Sully Buttes set at 10-9. Their next action is tomorrow night. We'll have that matchup for you on KPLO as they host Highmore Herald. We'll have that with our match coverage at around 7 o'clock. But it's getting to that time of the year where we can start talking about the postseason perhaps just a little bit. But a very entertaining match here tonight. Won by Lyman in 4. And as we said, they pick up their 10th match victory of the season. Let's take one more timeout. We'll come back with our post-game hardware play of the game, player of the game, coming up next on KPMO.
For the biggest and best selection of hunting and fishing supplies and food and gas all in one stop, it's Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Oklahoma. Use your Dino Pay app to save money on every tank of gas. Oasis Pump and Pack offers the largest cold beverage offerings in the region, and they're your home for hot stuff pizza, food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and grab-and-go snacks. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Oklahoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in the many school activities that enrich all our lives. Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ugh, yuck.
Take a second to think about it.
Yeah!
Not a pretty picture, is it? Myre Brothers in Chamberlain and Cannon does clean up that picture. They're here to help you with your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Myre Brothers will help you with what you need done. Give them a call at 605-234-5771. That's 234-5771. Myre Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Call today.
Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre has cover crop seeds for your fields. Cover crops hold soil in place, prevent the leaching of nitrogen from fields, help lower expenses by reducing the need for nitrogen fertilizers and pesticides, improve productivity by increasing the fertility and water holding capacity of soil, and make soil more resilient and less vulnerable to problems such as drought. Sioux Nation has cane, common vetch, lentil, oats, and more for use in cover crops, or they can mix your custom blend for you. Call Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre at 223-3101.
Access Health, Presho, and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurance is accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho, and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Post game continues here from the Lyman Gardens in Presho. Lyman wins in four as they defeat Stanley County. The Raiders 10-8 on the season now. Stanley County with the loss, they drop to 11-5. One of two volleyball matches we have for you on KPLO this week. Tomorrow night we will be in Oneida. Sully Buttes taking on Highmore Herald. Our match coverage will get underway at around 7 o'clock. And for you Raider fans, high school football Friday night will feature the Lyman Raiders as they travel to Oneida to take on the Sully Buttes Chargers. Pivotal matchup, well, an important matchup, we should say, for both of these teams as they jockey for postseason position. And we'll have it for you from Oneida on Friday night. Pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Vikings pregame at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. They are one of those doubleheader games as they take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff at 3:30, pregame at 2:30. We are your home for Minnesota Vikings football, 94.5 FM KPLO. Time for our big play of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Play into the game that we'll talk about. We'll talk about the Stanley County side first in set number two. That match that was won by Stanley County 25-21. The Lady Buffaloes built up a 7-point lead at one point during that match. Biggest lead either team had in the match at that point, but Lyman was able to put a run together. Stanley County was able to hang on, though, and pick up that victory in set number two, 25-21. But our play of the game has to be in that opening set. The Raiders score six in a row to close it out, including four service aces from Brooke Palmer. We'd mentioned the serve-receive game was a difference maker in the match tonight. And that six-point run by the Raiders, well, that turned out to be our big play of the game, brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Our player of the game is next. Player of the game brought to you by CHS River Plains.
During the busy season, time is a precious commodity. You need quick access to farm information to make critical decisions. With the MyCHS app, your business with CHS River Plains is easy to access from anywhere at any time. You can view scale tickets, grain contracts and settlements, prepaid balances, billing history, and more right from your phone. Register for access today at our website, chsriverplains.com, and see how MyCHS app can save you time doing bookkeeping. CHS River Plains, helping you own every day.
Well, we look at our player of the game nominees. As we mentioned, a very entertaining match as we had points scored on both sides. The Lady Buffaloes led by Briley Kafka's 11 kills. Brecken Hubner with 8 kills. Cadence Hand with 6. Scored a majority of the 31 kills for Stanley County on the night. Big night for the Lyman Raiders as well. Skylar Vollmer with 12 kills. Max Scott with 9 kills. Lyman had 49 kills on the night, and they were led by Brooke Palmer. 14 kills, 5 service aces. Folks, that's player of the game worthy. She is our player of the game, brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains. Again, tomorrow night, volleyball action. Sully Buttes hosting Highmore Herald. Our match coverage will come at 7 o'clock. This game, of course, we'd like to thank those of you who have joined us online at drgnews.com and the KPLO page. This game will be archived for your viewing pleasure on the KPLO page at our website, drgnews.com. We thank you for joining us worldwide for our coverage of high school sports throughout the season. And on your way home from the game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you, buckling up is the best way to save your life in a crash. Do it for your family and friends. You have some place to be. Our coverage of regional high school volleyball tonight on KPLO has been brought to you by Halverson Oil, Ruman Ag, Kennebec Telephone, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Insurance and Real Estate, The Oasis Pump and Pack, Byrie Brothers, and Access Health of Presho and Kennebec, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, Hawaii Federal Credit Union, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Ferdinand Electric, by Pier Regional Airport, the Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Sioux Nation and Fort Pier, Access Health of Fort Pier, the First Dakota National Bank, and Avera Health. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO also brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo, by Byright Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and by Bank West Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports throughout the season also brought to you by Wagner Auto, Kimball Livestock Exchange, Titan Machinery, and Venture Communication. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle, again from the Lyman Gardens in Presho. The Lyman Raiders victorious over Stanley County in 4, and we bid you all a very pleasant evening.